City Hospital reception speaking. Oh, George, yes. Would you go to Ward 14? Mrs. Benstead wants her telephone installed. Keeps saying that she wants to get in touch with the police.
Those riches, softer suds, and extra cleaning action. You get a wash that's shining white, sunshine bright, and extra satisfaction. Rinso, Rinso.
Oh, the satisfaction you get from a Rinso wash. Whites shining white, coloureds sunshine bright.
That's because Rinso has extra cleaning action. Its richer, softer suds keep on working till every speck of dirt has gone. You've never seen a cleaner wash.
You've never seen a wash more shining white, more sunshine bright.
To get your washing shining white, sunshine bright, use Rinso. It's recommended by all leading washing machine manufacturers.
With Rinso's richer, softer suds and extra cleaning action, you get a wash that's shining white, sunshine bright, and extra satisfaction.
Before next wash day, be sure you have plenty of Rinso handy.
Buy Lion's tea, drink Lion's tea, love Lion's tea. Lion's the quality tea. Freshly packed and
full-flavored
Lion's Equality
Tea. Night City Hospital begins at the home of the Bensteads, situated in one of the newer suburbs fringing the city. Walter Benstead is complimenting his wife on the dinner she had prepared.
That experiment of yours worked. I must say, I didn't like the idea of meat cooked in wine, but it was quite delicious.
I must say, it was the first time you've asked for a second helping in months. I don't think Mother liked it very much. She just pecked at her food.
Poor Mother. I know she's being difficult, but it's not easy for her.
Not easy for her? She has the easiest life imaginable. She's waited on hand and foot to find fault with everything. Oh, you don't know what it's like. You're at work all day. Now when I hear jokes about mothers-in-law, it doesn't make me laugh. It brings me to the point of tears.
Oh, come on, Elsie.
Oh, I know. She's your mother. She's got nobody but you, and it's my duty to help look after her. But well, you heard her yourself. The soup was cold. Said I was ruining your digestion with these newfangled continental dishes.
Well, Elsie, it's only for another 2 months, and then she goes to stay with Madge.
All I can say is I'm sorry for your sister and her poor, unsuspecting husband. They won't know what's hit them. Oh, good heavens, it's 9 o'clock. I've forgotten her nightcap. I'd better go and make it at once. Mother?
About time, too.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't notice the time.
Don't apologize. I see no reason why you should want to think about me. After all, I should be grateful.
Oh, now, Mother, let's not go through all that again. Drink it while it's well stirred.
Oh, I don't suppose it really does me much good. Well, thank goodness the taste is not as unpleasant as some.
Now drink it all down.
I can't. Walter, come quickly.
What is it? What happened?
Don't start asking questions. Get Dr. Arnold quickly.
Don't worry, she's going to be all right.
I can't understand it. Why should Mother collapse like that?
I don't know. That patent drink of hers, Reviva, was harmless enough. No, I think it must have been a sudden attack brought on by some internal disturbance. I think you'll find that your mother was allergic to the mixture of meat and wine. She'll be all right now. It'll take her some hours to sleep off the injection I've given her. Ward 14, did you say, nurse?
Oh, that's right, Doctor. It's just a little further along. Oh, here comes Dr. Marlowe.
He's the medical director, a friend of mine.
Hello, Norman. Is this the emergency patient?
Yes, Geoffrey, Mrs. Benstead. This is her son, Walter.
I'm not here as late as this usually. I just come from an extremely interesting lecture at the auditorium, the emergency ward sister told me. What's the trouble? Accidental poisoning?
No, I've been treating Mrs. Benstead for gastroenteritis. My diagnosis is that the dinner she had, consisting of meat cooked in wine, produced a sudden spasm. The fact that this took place just when she was drinking her cup of Revivo is purely coincidental.
Revivo? What's that?
Oh, one of the many brands of health beverages. She was keen on the drink, so it had a therapeutic value. Certainly could do no harm. Now, I've asked for Mrs. Benster to be hospitalized for about 3 days. At her age, our treatment was a bit rugged for her.
No, I'll go and see her tomorrow. What ward's she in, nurse?
Oh, private ward 14, sir.
Well, I won't hold you up. Good night to you, Mr. Benstead.
Good night, Dr. Marlowe.
Good night, Norman. I hope all goes well. Morning, Mrs. Benstead.
Oh, good morning. You're Dr. Marlowe. Nurse told me you were coming.
And how are you feeling this morning? A little under the weather, I suppose.
Oh, are you surprised, Doctor?
No, of course not. Everybody had to work very fast. Had to make quite sure that whatever was affecting you had to be removed. I know you feel rather weak, but in 3 days you'll be feeling very much better.
And then what?
Why, what do you mean, Mrs. Benstead?
Dr. Marlowe, last night my daughter-in-law gave me a cup of Revivo to drink. I remember her very words. Drink it while it's well stirred, she says to me. Well, isn't anybody going to find out what was well stirred?
This Revivo, or whatever it's called, presumably.
Dr. Marlowe, I've been drinking Revivo every night for the last 10 years. Why should it suddenly poison me?
Dr. Arnold thinks it was the meat and wine that upset you.
Upset me? Is that what you call it? Upset me? Nurse says if they hadn't used that pump, I'd have been dead.
That's the worst of letting loose first-term probationary nurses on patients. They have a tendency to over-dramatize medical situations. What are you trying to say? That your daughter-in-law deliberately poisoned you?
Yes, that's exactly what I am saying.
Why should you want to do that, Mrs. Benstead?
Because she hates me, that's why. Because she resents having me in the house.
Oh, come, come, Mrs. Benstead.
Can I have a telephone in my room? I see there's a plug.
Yes, of course, I'll arrange it.
How does one dial the police?
You're not serious.
Oh, you'll soon see.
Central Police Station?
My name is Benstead, Mrs. Benstead, and I'm speaking from the City Hospital where I'm a patient. I don't know who I have to speak to, but I want to lay a charge of attempted murder against someone.
Oh, just a moment, madam. Are you a patient in the hospital?
I've already said so.
What section of the hospital are you in?
Now listen. Whoever you are, I have been admitted as an emergency case of chronic poisoning. I am not in the psychiatric section, and I may as well tell you that my late husband was a good friend of Inspector Henderson. Will you please put me through to somebody?
Oh, just a moment, madam. Inspector Henderson's here. I'll get through to his section.
Go through, Inspector, please.
Thank you. Come on in, Inspector. Sit down.
Hello, Geoffrey. I'm sorry about this.
Oh, you don't have to apologize to me, Neville. The hospital isn't involved. I must say I was rather astonished to receive your telephone call.
Yes, but, Geoffrey, you knew she was going to lay a charge. She told you so.
Yes, of course she did, but I'd have thought that you'd have thrown it out of court. Does the whole machinery of the city's criminal investigation department go into action every time someone makes an accusation against another, however trivial?
Geoffrey, a charge of attempted murder is not trivial. Not under the circumstances as given to me by your patient.
Well, this is nonsense. She suffered a severe organic disturbance, causing a slight convulsion, which is being discharged from hospital tomorrow.
But why should she be attacked by this organic reaction when her son and daughter-in-law remained perfectly healthy?
Well, Arnold's the one to answer that. I've got her case history for you to look at. Here it is. Over the last 20 years, Mrs. Benson's been complaining of what she calls a nervous stomach.
Yes.
She's a highly strung woman. I don't have to tell you, Inspector, that one's emotional or mental condition has a direct bearing on one's physical state of health. In her case, she was subjected to bouts of gastroenteritis. For years, she's been taking varying so-called remedies. Over the last 10 years, she's had a nightly cup of a thing called Revivo, a harmless concoction of worthwhile ingredients such as iron and the odd vitamin mixture.
Nevertheless, it does seem strange that she should collapse so suddenly.
Never, I believe that you feel there is substance to this charge.
Yes. That's the reason I've asked for this meeting with you. I've spoken to Dr. Arnold. He agrees that all the symptoms suggested acute poisoning.
Do you mean to say that you're going to issue a warrant citing her son's wife, accusing her of attempted murder?
Look, Geoffrey, I've got my duty to do. I feel that I must investigate the validity of the charge, however unpleasant it may be for everybody. Let me tell you something. The police surgeon regards the circumstances of the woman's collapse after drinking Reviva as highly suspicious. He feels that if Mrs. Benstead Sr. was to be attacked by some toxic agent after that wine and meat dish, her physical disturbance would have been gradual and not immediate.
I'd say 99 times out of 100 he'd be right. There's always the 1%, you know. Well, where do you go from here? What are you going to do?
Well, we haven't got a case against anybody at the moment. Our medical experts wouldn't dream of standing up in court and swearing that they were sure that Mrs. Benstead's collapse was caused by a deliberate administration of poison. But on the other hand, I knew the late Charles Benstead. Now, I'm just going to carry on with my investigation.
Did I don't believe that your daughter-in-law tried to murder you.
This is madness. This is fantastic.
You, my son, you stand there knowing that I could have died that night if Dr. Arnold had been out or there wasn't an emergency pump at the hospital. And yet you're trying to defend...
Condone what, Mother? Elsie's my wife. I've been married to her for 4 years. She could no more... Oh, Mother, this is ridiculous. Why should she want to kill you? And how? With what? With the dinner you had?
Oh, I know perfectly well it wasn't the dinner. There was something in that Revivo I drank.
Mother, you don't know what you've done. Inspector Henderson is over at the house now. He's questioning Elsie.
You understand, Mrs. Binstead, that when a person makes such a serious accusation as made by your mother-in-law, we have to follow it up.
I just can't believe it. Inspector, let me be perfectly honest with you and say that my mother-in-law has never liked me from the first time we met, and I've never liked her. I've tried to be as friendly as possible for my husband's sake. She adores him, and he loves his mother quite rightly, but to murder her...
And you realize, Mrs. Benstead, that if Dr. Arnold hadn't been home and there was any sort of delay before you were able to summon medical assistance, the poison would have produced such a violent reaction as to cause your mother-in-law's heart to give out. Now, let me finish, Mrs. Benstead. I'm a policeman, not a doctor. But I understand that in the majority of cases, death by poisoning is not caused because of the poison seeping into the bloodstream. It's because of the violent organic reaction causing the heart to collapse. If that had happened in your mother-in-law's case, I doubt very much whether Dr. Arnold would be in a position to sign a death certificate. There would have been a post-mortem. And what's uppermost in my mind is this. Had, heaven forbid, your mother-in-law died as a result of the attack she received whilst drinking this stuff called Reviva, and there was a post-mortem, what would the pathologist have discovered in the body? Would he have found poison? If he would have done, well, you see the point, Mrs. Benstead.
Well, how could there have been any poison? Had Mrs. Benstead been poisoned, the doctors would have discovered it.
And that's just it, and there's my difficulty. Quite rightly, Dr. Arnold took immediate and extreme methods to remove any possible toxic agents. The result is that we don't know what poisoned your mother-in-law. Now, if you don't mind, I'll take a statement from you. And I'd like to have a look around.
How can you lie there, Mother, hurling these nonsensical accusations against Elsie, knowing that at this particular moment she's going through some third degree?
And knowing Inspector Henderson as I do, I don't suppose your daughter-in-law is being unduly grilled, I believe is the word, Mrs. Benstead. But I share your son's astonishment at your attitude.
Oh, what a blessing these bedside telephones are. Hello?
Is that the patient in Ward 14, Mrs. Benstead?
Yes, that's right.
Or is the medical director with you?
Yes, he is. Do you want to talk to him?
Oh, yes, please. He's wanted on the telephone.
Just a moment. It's for you, Dr. Marlowe.
Oh, thank you. Hello.
Oh, Dr. Marlowe, Inspector Henderson's on the line for you, sir. Can I put him through?
Yes, please.
Oh, you're going through, Inspector. Speak up, please.
Thank you. Hello, Geoffrey.
Hello, Neville.
Geoffrey, I've got some news that you're not going to like. For reasons which I will explain when I see you, there's a very strong case against Mrs. Elsie Benstead. I've detained her for questioning.
You want goodness from soup, and you get it thick and rich in Unox.
Try Unox Cream of Chicken. So full of tender chicken meat, it's almost an eating soup.
You want goodness from soup, and you get it thick and rich in Unox.
From the Bay of Naples, the pleasure steamer arrived at Capri for a vacation filled with the quiet beauty and serenity of this modern paradise. You'll find that every moment of your vacation in glorious Capri is filled with enjoyment. And enjoyment, of course, means Stuyvesant, the international passport to smoking pleasure. This is the cigarette smokers prefer because of its quality tobaccos. Peter Stuyvesant, the choice Virginia cigarette with the miracle filter.
That was Inspector Henderson of the CID. You've had your way, Mrs. Benstead. Your daughter-in-law has been detained pending a charge of attempted murder.
Oh, why are you all looking at me like that? You're all gazing at me as though I were the criminal.
I don't think I'll ever be able to forgive you for this.
I just had a police surgeon on the telephone. Elsie's been arrested.
Yes, we know. I've just been speaking to Henderson. And before we all start hurling accusations at each other, let me ask you this. Are you certain in your own mind that Mrs. Benstead's sudden spasm was not due to a virulent poison?
No, of course I'm not. But what explanation could there be? What other diagnosis was possible under the circumstances?
You see, you're coming round to my point of view.
Oh, deliberately misunderstanding me, Amy Benstead. Of course you were poisoned. I get poisoned if I eat one mouthful of shellfish. You were mad to have brought the charge.
Well, how would you feel if you know, yes, no, you've just swallowed poison from a cup somebody's handed to you?
Mother, I repeat what I've just said. I'm never, ever going to forgive
you. Steady, son. I shouldn't say anything you'll regret later. Do you mind, Dr. Arnold, if I make a diagnosis, a psychological rather than an organic one?
Please.
You're going to say I'm mad too, are you?
No. No, you're a sick woman, mentally alert, but you've had a severe physical buffeting. Dr. Arnold, wouldn't you say that your patient was practically at death's door and that much of her recovery was due to chance?
Here, in this hospital, due to chance?
Yes, of course. Dr. Arnold saw the symptoms of poisoning immediately and took the correct steps. He hadn't time to determine what sort of toxic agent had finally shaken the whole chemistry of your body, Mrs. Benstead. All he could do was to take measures in the hope that these would get rid of the poison that was causing the physical upset. It worked. But supposing it hadn't, Mrs. Benson would not have been alive today, and no one knows it better than herself.
Now, do you believe me?
No one has disbelieved you. Where we're at variance is in finding the answer to the questions, how did the poison get there and who administered it?
Where is this leading to?
Not very far, I'm afraid. I just thought we ought to take a look at where we are, or rather where Mrs. Benson is. She's still under drugs, still very weak from the shock to her system. And as such, she acts and reacts in a manner vastly different to that were she in her normal, healthy state. I'm willing to wager that now Mrs. Benson is three quarters on her way to recovery, she rather regrets her precipitant action 2 days ago. Be honest, don't you, Mrs. Benson?
Well, I know I've been poisoned.
So you still think Elsie tried to murder you?
Well, I...
Why don't you phone Inspector Henderson and do what you know you should? Forget your pride, Mrs. Benson.
Well, we quarrelled that night, just before you came home to dinner. She made me feel that I was unwanted in my own son's home.
That isn't true, Mother.
Shh, let your mother speak.
Well, I didn't think that my boy would let Elsie... Well, what was I to think? She called me hateful, said I was disrupting her home. And 2 hours later, I knew that if I didn't get help quickly, I was going to die.
Mother.
Yeah. Here, take a sip of water.
Thank you. I've been a fool. I know I was poisoned, but they won't do anything to her, will they? She is Walter's wife.
Have I your permission to tell Inspector Henderson that you've withdrawn the charge?
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm a silly old woman. I didn't mean it. I didn't mean it, I tell you.
Geoffrey, I don't think I can withdraw the charge. This isn't a case of common assault. She's up for preparatory examination.
Oh, nonsense, Neville. Well, what on earth possessed you to think you had any sort of case against the woman?
I asked Elsie Benstead to tell me exactly her movements prior to her handing her mother-in-law this cup of revival.
Let me see. I prepared the cup of revival at 9 o'clock because I heard our grandfather clock chiming the hour. I've read in books about perfectly innocent people convincing themselves that they were guilty of the most fiendish crimes. You're making me believe that I did poison my mother-in-law.
Did you?
Oh, I keep telling you, no.
Then let's go back, shall we? Now, you say you took the revival up at 9 o'clock in the evening.
As soon as I heard the clock strike, I went into the kitchen and prepared a cup of revival.
How do you prepare revival?
Well, you mix a tablespoonful of revival to a cup of boiling water, and then you allow it to cool.
I see. Now, this is the tin of revival.
Yes.
Well, we've examined the contents of the tin. There's nothing in the powder that shouldn't be there. Do you recognize this tin of insecticide as your property?
Yes, I suppose it's my tin. Where did you find it?
Never mind. Do you recognize it?
Well, I've got an insecticide spray like that.
Where do you keep it? Have you used any of it?
In the kitchen, just through there. No, I haven't used it.
May we go and look?
If you like. Wait. It's gone.
Didn't you throw it away?
No.
Mrs. Benstead, we found this half-empty tin with the top forcibly screwed off in your dustbin. It contains a highly poisonous liquid, something that could easily have killed your mother-in-law.
What are you trying to say?
That I find your answers to my questions unsatisfactory, and I'm going to ask you to accompany me. And I must give you the customary warning. Anything you might say might be...
And is that all?
Isn't it enough?
You know it isn't. And when you have to prove motive in court, you'll get a flounder all over the place, Neville. Have you made inquiries about the insecticide? The servants, for instance?
Yes. They remembered seeing it on the shelf the day before, but not since.
Oh, sorry, I brought Walter. He's come to take his mother home.
For the record, I've not come to take her home. I shall drive her to an hotel until my sister can accommodate her.
Mr. Benstead, you mustn't judge your mother too harshly. And by the way, Inspector, have you questioned Mr. Benstead about that insecticide?
I haven't had a chance yet.
What insecticide?
A thing called spray kill.
That. I ought to withdraw it from the market. Hey, wait a minute. What's this got to do with...
Why did you say they ought to withdraw it from the market?
Oh, because they should. I tried to use a brand new tin a few days ago. The day... Just a minute. What's this got to do with...
Have you been allowed to see your wife yet?
Your courteous colleagues say that I can see her at 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Haven't you been able to talk to her at all since she's been arrested?
No.
Go on about this insecticide spray.
Well, I threw it in the dustbin. Why?
You threw it in the dustbin?
Yes. The kitchen was filled with confounded flies. Spray wouldn't function. I tore the thing in half, practically, but... Well, what's this got to do
Satisfied,
with...
Satisfied, Inspector?
Mr. Benstead, I think we've been responsible for a grave error of judgment. That is, we...
Your mother has instructed that all charges be dropped. Right, Inspector?
Right.
Well, in which case, let's go and see Mrs. Benstead, shall we?
Now, you sure you got everything, Mrs. Benstead? They phoned down from reception to say that your son and Dr. Arnold have come to fetch you.
Oh, come in.
Hello, Mother.
Well, I didn't think you'd want to see me after what I nearly did to Elsie. You know they've dropped all charges. I don't know what to say to you, my boy.
That's all right, Mother. Let's go.
Walter has booked you.
Your usual room is ready for your mother.
You mean I can come home to you? But what... What will Elsie say?
When your daughter-in-law understands how sick you've been, she'll forgive.
Oh, nurse, my revival. Where is my revival?
Oh, you and your revival, Mrs. Benstead. There it is, just on your bedside table, but it's still a bit hot.
Oh, dear, I feel so weak. I think I'll take one of my sunglow pills as well.
Have you been taking anything other than what we prescribed?
No, but I'm discharged now. I haven't had one since I came in the hospital. In fact, I've only tried them once.
Now, what have you been buying?
Oh, I've got these from an advert. It's a gentleman who's lived in the East.
I don't know why she has me as a doctor at all.
Well, they must do me some good. They taste so bitter. Can I have some water, please, nurse?
Oh, well, here you are, Mrs. Benchley.
Thank you.
Just a moment. When did you have your last sunglow tablet?
Oh, the night...
The night you came into this hospital? Put down that tablet.
Here, let me have a look at that packet. I see. No, Norman, let your patient take it, please.
All right.
This is your hospital, but...
No, Dr. Marlowe seems the only reasonable person here. Oh, it tastes so bitter. Oh.
Now, here's your revival.
Oh, thank you.
No, you don't want the whole cup. Just take this tablespoonful.
Well, what good will one tablespoonful do?
Much better than a whole cup.
Oh, all right. I'm being poisoned. Dr. Arnold, I'm poisoned.
Frisco is like friendship, rich, warm, and strong. Yes, Frisco gives you the full, friendly coffee flavor every coffee lover wants. Frisco.
With Rinso as rich as softer suds and extra cleaning action, you get a wash that's shining white, sunshine bright, and extra satisfaction. Rinso.
Oh, the satisfaction you get from a Rinso wash. Whites shining white, coloreds sunshine bright.
That's because Rinso has extra cleaning action. Its richer, softer suds keep on working till every speck of dirt has gone. You've never seen a cleaner wash.
You've never seen a wash more shining white, more sunshine bright.
To get your washing shining white, sunshine bright, use Rinso. It's recommended by all leading washing machine manufacturers.
With Rinso's richer, softer suds and extra cleaning action, you get a wash that's shining white, sunshine bright, and extra satisfaction.
Before next wash day, be sure you have plenty of Rinso handy.
Wasn't that rather a drastic measure?
Not really, Nolan. She was as white as rain in 10 minutes. I gave her 1/20th less than her normal dose. You see, once she told us, I knew it was something that she hadn't bought at any chemist's shop. Some fly character boiling down arrowroot and circularizing credulous householders. Once she told us of that sunglow tablet, the answer was plain. Revive on its own was fine, but she'd obviously taken this tablet just before Elstie Benstead entered her room. The mixture of the arrowroot and Revivo created a chemical reaction in her body that nearly killed her.
But, Geoffrey, why did you allow her to swallow it if you thought that was going to happen?
Because, Neville, I had to prove to her son and daughter-in-law that the old lady wasn't just being vindictive. That she was poisoned that night. And I had to prove to her that she'd poisoned herself by replying to dubious circulars sent by dubious health-givers.
Oh, well, let's hope she sticks to her Revivo in future.
Oh, it frightens me to think what a mistake I nearly made. I wonder how they're getting on.
Elsie, I find it difficult to look you in the face. I'm moving out.
No, you're not, Mother. I think we've both been at fault. We've resented each other. I resented you because you were something of Walter's life I couldn't ever share, and you resented me for the same reason. Does it have to go on like this?
No, Elsie. From now on, you'll be Walter's wife in your own home, and Walter will be your husband. Everything will be all right from now on. You'll see.